I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Michael Yon, war correspondent. It's Michael Yon at Patreon.com. That's where you can see Michael's maps and his videos and his reporting from Panama. Michael's reported on migrants from many countries. The list is extensive. In his video now, you can see three young men from Venezuela, very healthy young men, who have traversed the Darien Gap and are headed to America. The question is, who are the marauders? Who is robbing these people? Michael, you had a conversation with a leader of the Embarra when you went to Panama. What did you learn from him?
Well, it's clear that many of the marauders are actually Embarra people themselves, on the Colombian side and the Panamanian side, and they get robbed more than once. And so if anybody is, you know, there's more than just robbery too. There's also rape and other things that go on out there. And so it's just a terrible situation where a lot of people come out with really nothing and not even any shoes, and they're limping. I see them come limping out. The looks on some of the people's faces are simply horrific.
So you think the Embarra are both providing shelter for money and transportation for money and food for money, and also are participating in the robbing, the attacks on the migrants. These are the Embarra of Panama. Does that include the Embarra of Colombia as well?
Right. That's what the Embarra of Panama have told me, that it's both Embarra of Panama and of Colombia. You can see not just Embarra, though in Colombia, there's also Colombians involved. But once you get into the Panamanian side, though, that's all the Embarra Indian reservations. So there's two Indian reservations, Conmarca Uno and Conmarca Dos, the Reservation One and Reservation Two. So that whole Darien Gap is reservation for Embarra and two other types of Indians.
The Border Patrol, they keep these refugee camps. They know that the attacks are going on in the Darien Gap. Do they patrol the Darien Gap? Did you see any conversation about security in the Darien Gap?
There's, you know, Cinefront, which is the Border Patrol there in Bajo Chiquito, in that village. But once you get deep inside of the jungle, it's total, you know, Indian territory. There's nobody out there but the Indians and the people walking through. So it's literally like Comanche time in old Texas.
You traveled to Panama with a leader of the Embarra, and you learned something about their relationship with the government. They're looking to improve the lives of their people, improve the infrastructure. Tell me about the bridge you heard about, Michael.
Well, near the Las Blancas camp, there's a river. That's the river that the migrants will pay in the canoe to come down, actually. And it's very difficult, you know, for the Embarra to get around out there because of so many rivers and that sort of thing. So they can't, to bring goods back and forth so well without getting into little canoes all the time. And so they need about $20 million. Actually, it looks to me like about a $2 million bridge. But according to the Embarra mayor, he said, you know, there's always money in there for padding. They needed $20 million to build this bridge, which is only going to be about 50 meters long. And so basically that's just a local infrastructure project.
Did you see any indication that the Embarra have representation in the Panama government, that the Panama government knows about the marauders in the gap, anything like that? The reason I'm asking, Michael, is that this looks like a stable structure. The migrants are coming in great numbers. We know this. Maybe 300 a day. We can only guess on the basis of one day's recording of people coming into Bajo Chiquito. And they have money. And when they arrive Bajo Chiquito, if they've been robbed, they contact their relatives or their friends who wire more money in. And that's a source of income for Panama. So did you see anything? Did anybody recognize or speak of this being a one great big operation that is making money for the Border Patrol, the Embarra, and the government of Panama? Anything like that, Michael?
Oh, it's everybody knows about it. I mean, it's I talked with a government official today about it for probably 30 minutes. I mean, everybody knows about it. This is well known. You can go on YouTube and look up Darien Gap, and you can see that there's, you know, news media have been out there. And of course, you don't cross Darien Gap with a camera. That's news media. You'll be dead. Right. This thing is clearly bringing millions of dollars into Panama. Just that one village alone, Bajo Chiquito, the mayor told me it probably brings about $1 million a year just into that village of about 300 people.
And your indication in Panama that everybody's okay with this, they're not going to disrupt it, they're going to improve the bridge eventually and make it easier for the migrants to come through and be robbed. Is that the plan?
That village or that bridge is subsequent their emergence from the Darien Gap. So in other words, that bridge is after the migrants that come. Now, keep in mind, the average Panamanian doesn't give a hoot about Darien. I mean, the average Panamanian is not paying attention. This is like, you know, the average American. Do they know what's going on on the hollers up in West Virginia? They just don't. And so, I mean, that's way on the corner of Panama, and it's a place where most of them never go.
Right now, Michael, what's your understanding of the migration? Is it, do people speak of it as growing, of cutting back, of the season getting hot and it will be more sparse than it is now? Is there any sense of what's ahead of us?
It's clearly growing. In fact, I'll send you some government statistics that I've been reading. I'll send those to you later, and you'll see for yourself that it's clearly growing.
As in more than 300 or 400 a day. We're looking at, say, 400 or 500 a day, something like that flowing through.
That's what it looks like. I'll send you the actual government statistics. You can see the charts up and down. And a lot of it depends too, literally, on the weather.
That's why I asked about the summertime. Michael Yan, we're putting together this story anecdotally because we do not have what you'd have to say is transparency between Colombia and Panama. This is extremely dangerous. Perhaps we need to emphasize that. Extremely dangerous. And the likelihood of these people surviving all the way to the United States is less than 50-50. I can't tell you what the odds are because this is not getting the attention that the migration from Northern Triangle is getting, but the numbers are growing and those young Venezuelan men, I wish them well, but the border ahead of them is going to be very difficult to cross. And once they get into the United States, it's going to be very difficult to survive. However, Michael Yan, patreon.com is the website to see Michael's video. There'll be lots more video coming. Also, he's drawn a map so you can see the dimensions of Bajo Chiquito to the two refugee camps and the way north to the United States. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.